Welcome to the Amen Science Approach in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're taking a raw Amen break and turning it into a tight, call and response riff that feels like classic jungle, old school DNB, and still stays clean enough to work in a real track. The big idea is simple. Instead of treating the Amen like one endless loop, we shape it like a conversation. One phrase asks the question, the next phrase answers it. That matters because jungle is all about rhythmic storytelling. The break is the personality of the track. But if it's not controlled, it can turn into a blur. So today we're going to keep the energy, keep the swing, and tighten the groove so it feels intentional, punchy, and ready for arrangement. Let's start by getting our session set up. Create a new drum track or audio track for your Amen loop. If you're using an audio break, turn warp on, set it to beats mode, and drop your tempo somewhere in the 160 to 174 range. For a beginner-friendly starting point, 170 BPM is a really solid choice. If the loop is drifting, don't panic. Just line up the main snare hits with warp markers and keep the movement natural. We want it tight, but not robotic. If you're slicing the break into MIDI, even better. Put the Amen into a drum rack so you can work with the hits more like a phrase than a single file. The original break becomes your reference, and now you can make edits with more control. Now here's the first mindset shift. Think in phrases, not loops. Listen to the first one or two bars of the Amen and identify the call. Usually that's the most recognizable part of the groove, often with the snare doing the heavy lifting. Then listen to the next one or two bars as the response. That response should feel related, but not identical. Maybe it has one extra kick, maybe one hit drops out, maybe a ghost note moves a little earlier. Small changes go a long way here. A really good beginner structure is this. Make bars 1 and 2 the call, then bars 3 and 4 the response. In the call, keep the groove readable. Let the snare land clearly, let the kicks support it, and let the ghost notes add swing. In the response, change just a couple of details. That contrast is what makes the phrase feel alive. Now let's tighten the timing. This is where a lot of beginners overdo it. The goal is not to quantize every single hit into a stiff grid. The goal is to make the groove feel deliberate while keeping the human push and pull that gives jungle its vibe. Keep the main snare hits close to the grid. Keep the important kicks controlled, but allow some ghost notes and pickups to set slightly early or slightly late, if they groove better that way. A useful rule of thumb, the main hits should feel anchored, while the little details can breathe. That balance is what makes the break feel rushed in a good way, but still clean enough to sit in a mix. If you're using audio, zoom in and move warp markers carefully. If you're using MIDI slices, nudge hits by tiny amounts rather than forcing everything perfectly on the beat. And if the groove starts to feel too perfect, that's usually a sign you've edited too much. Now let's actually build the call and response riff. Duplicate your first two-bar idea into the next two bars, then change only 1 to 3 hits in the response. Keep it related to the call. We don't want a totally different drum pattern. We want a reply. Here are a few easy response moves. You can remove one kick to create more space. You can add a quick pickup before the snare. You can shift the ghost notes slightly earlier. You can add a tiny fill at the end of the bar. You can even leave a short gap before the next downbeat so the phrase breathes. That last one is powerful. Sometimes subtracting a hit makes the next hit feel heavier than adding another layer ever could. That's a very jungle move. A nice way to think about it is this. The call introduces the idea. The response surprises the listener just enough to keep them locked in. For an 8-bar loop, you can take that further. Bars 1 and 2 are the call. Bars 3 and 4 are the response. Bars 5 and 6 can repeat the idea with one small variation. Bars 7 and 8 should help lead into the next section, maybe with a fill, a stop, or a little pickup that creates momentum. Now let's give the break some polish with Ableton's stock tools. Put a simple drum bus on the break. A clean starting chain could be a Q8, then saturator, then glue compressor, and maybe drum bus if you want a little extra attitude. Keep everything subtle. We're not crushing the life out of the break. We're tightening it. With EQ8, gently high pass around 25 to 35 Hz so the useless low rumble gets out of the way. If the top end is harsh, take a small cut around 4 to 8 kHz. If the break feels boxy, you can slightly reduce some low mid buildup too. The idea is to clean, not sculpt aggressively. With saturator, a little drive can do a lot. Try just a few decibels and listen for the snare getting a bit more body, and the overall break feeling denser. If needed, soft clip can help keep peaks under control. Again, subtle is the move. With glue compressor, use a light ratio, a moderate attack, and auto release or a fairly quick release. You're aiming to glue the hits together, not flatten them. If the groove starts to lose its bounce, back off. If you add drum bus, use it carefully. A small amount of drive and transient shaping can really help the break cut through, but too much can make it stiff or crunchy in the wrong way. This is where the mastering mindset starts early. Leave headroom. Don't slam the drum bus into red just because it sounds loud and solo. You want punch and clarity, because later on you'll need space for bass, effects, and the rest of the track. Speaking of bass, let's make sure the break leaves room for it. In Jungle and Darker DnB, the drums and bass dance around each other. They don't usually fight for the same space. So if you're adding a sub or a res underneath, keep it disciplined. A sub should stay mono, stay simple, and stay out of the way of the busiest drum moments. A sine-style tone from operator or a clean low wave from Wavetable works great. If you're using a res later, high-pass it so it doesn't clash with the kick and sub. Around 80 to 120 Hz is a good place to start. The goal is for the amen riff to feel like the rhythmic lead, while the bass fills the lower foundation around it. Now let's add movement with automation. This is how you make the loop feel like an arrangement instead of a static clip. You can automate a low-pass filter opening over 4 or 8 bars. You can drop the drum bus volume slightly before a transition. You can throw a tiny bit of reverb onto one snare at the end of a response phrase. You can even mute the kick for half a bar before the next section to make the return feel huge. Those little moves are classic DnB arrangement tricks. They keep the energy moving without overcomplicating the groove. A really nice beginner exercise is to choose just one automation move. Don't try to do everything at once. One filter move, one reverb throw, or one brief mute is enough to make the loop feel musical. Now do a quick mix check like a mastering-minded producer. Listen for the snare. Is it strong and clear without being painful? Listen for the kick. Is it punchy and readable? Listen to the low end. Is it staying centered and controlled? And most importantly, does the groove still make sense when you turn the volume down? That last test is huge. If the break still feels strong at low volume, the rhythm is probably solid. If it falls apart, the loop may be too cluttered. In that case, simplify it. Jungle doesn't need to be busy everywhere. It needs the right hits in the right places. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't overquantize the amen. That kills the swing. Don't make every hit the same volume. The snare should lead. Ghost notes should support. Don't let the break fight the sub. Don't make the response too different from the call. And don't overprocess the drum bus just because you can. A little EQ, a little saturation and light compression often go further than heavy-handed effects. If you want a darker, heavier feel, there are a few tricks that work really well. Try briefly muting one hit before the snare. That kind of tiny dropout can make the next hit slam harder. Try saturating before compression, not after, so the break thickens up a bit. Try layering a very short transient under the snare if it needs more cut. Try filtering the response phrase a little more closed than the call to create that underground, tunnel-like feeling. And keep most of the width in the top layer. The core groove and low end should stay focused and centered. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build one 8-bar amen call and response loop in Ableton. Slice the break or warp it into time. Make a 2-bar call. Duplicate it for a 2-bar response. Change only 2 hits in the response. Add EQ 8 and saturator on the drum bus. Then make one small automation move, like a filter opening or a snare reverb throw. Then loop it and ask yourself 3 things. Does the response really feel like an answer? Is the snare clear? And does the groove leave space for bass? If you have time, make 3 different response versions from the same call. Make one sparse, one busy, and one dark. Then compare them. Usually, the best one is the version that feels the most musical without overcrowding the track. So to recap, the amen science approach is about turning the amen break into a call and response phrase. Keep the call and response related. Tighten the core hits, but keep some human swing. Use Ableton stock tools to clean and control the break. Protect your headroom and low end so the bass can sit properly later. And use small edits, subtle automation, and thoughtful phrasing to make the loop feel like a real jungle section. That's the vibe. Old school energy, tightened up for a modern track. If you want, I can make the next lesson on processing the amen break bus for modern jungle weight in Ableton Live 12.